the Braille Plus, some of you may remember, and I'm not going to go through all of the things about this unit, because some of you may remember we presented the Icon, which is similar to the Braille Plus, about a year ago now. We have some new opportunities here. One is they've made some changes to this unit, which has allowed it to have more functionality, which we will demonstrate and critique. But also, when we were here last time, I didn't have any internet connection, so I wasn't able to demonstrate a lot of the internet features. So I'd like to come back and kind of do some of that now. The Braille Plus and Icon, and you're going to hear me use one word or the other, they are slightly different in that the Braille Plus has, in addition to the regular keys on the Icon keypad that I've described earlier, it has 9 additional keys. And you operate it using Braille by turning it 90 degrees. There are 6 keys on the top, which are for dots 1 through 6. And then there are 3 keys on the bottom, which from left to right are Shift, Spacebar, and Control. It has the usual telephone keypad that I've discussed earlier with the Icon, and I'll give you just a brief refresher. In addition to the telephone keypad, above that are 3 keys, 2 sort of corner-shaped keys, and which are OK on the left and Cancel on the right, a menu key, which is a squarish little button in the middle between those two, a cursor cross with a nub in the middle for select, those are arrow keys. Above that are 2 additional sort of rectangular keys. One, the left one is for status, the right for help, and above that is the applications menu in the middle, a long rectangular key, and then on either side, 2 round keys, which are program 1 and program 2. With the Braille Plus, which I purchased in July, you can input in Braille, except for times when computer Braille is required. You can input in grade 2 Braille, and it will translate so that if you're writing an email, for example, or a Word document, you can input in Braille, grade 2 Braille, and it will back translate. You know, while it's creating a Word file or when you're sending an email. We now, as I said, have a wireless connection in this room. So what I'm going to do is turn the unit on. It's currently running on batteries. It comes with a proprietary battery. And depending upon what you're doing determines how much battery life you get out of it. If you don't have the wireless on, you can get 8 or 9 hours. But if you have the wireless on, it significantly degrades the life of the battery.
The manual says it cuts the battery life in half.
Yeah, at least.
And that's about true.
At least. I've connected this to speakers.
Actually, I think we could make it a little bassy.
Now, you heard when it turned on, it said Elder Room Connected. Elder Room is the name of the connection in this room. So the wireless automatically, it has a wireless connectivity. It automatically found this, and it's a secured network, but I've already put in the password for this, so it remembers that. It will store that data. There are 7 main... There's an address book.
Music player.
Music player.
Free library menu.
Library with a submenu.
4 internet menu.
Internet with a submenu.
5 tools menu.
Tools.
6 utilities menu.
Utilities.
7 games menu.
And games. There's only 1 game in there. Is speech too fast, too slow?
A little too fast.
Let me slow the speech down.
Slower 90.
To do that, by the way, you don't have to go in. You can go into the settings and do that, or you can do what I did, which is to push the pound key and the volume control, which is on the left-hand side. It's a little bar on the left side, and you can slow it down. By the way, while I'm demonstrating that, you can change the volume, all of the volume, but you can also change the audio volume if you're playing an audio file by holding down the 0 and hitting the volume key. Or you can change just the speech if you're listening to something while you've got the speech on. I'm going to start by going into the internet menu.
1 web browser.
And there are several choices in here.
2 email, 3 RSS news and podcast, 4 network manager.
Okay. The network manager, you can have a USB network. This does require that you install some drivers that come on the CD that ships with these units onto your computer, and you then also have to bridge connections. I'm not going to go through how to do all that. But you can use a USB network for situations in which you don't have wireless connectivity. My experience with wireless connectivity, because I travel a lot, is that sometimes it works really well. I was just delighted the last 2 trips I made that it just connected beautifully. I didn't have to do a thing. And it actually took me, when I opened up the web browser, to the hotels page where I had to sign up. And it worked beautifully. Some other places I haven't had as good an experience. Let's go into the internet menu. And I'm going to just open the web browser. You hear that little sound? That's an indication that a program is loading.
Oh, there it goes. Now it's... there you go. Now you're connected.
New page, Google. Web.
Google. It found Google, and it's loaded. That little... means it's loaded.
Two bookmarks.
In the web browser, you can go to... you can create bookmarks.
One bookmark page.
You can bookmark this page. It's the home page by default. If it wasn't the home page, I could bookmark it.
Two bookmarks. Three tabs.
Tabs allows you to switch tabs, create new tabs.
Four tools. Alt plus T.
You're going to hear sometimes it'll say Alt plus T or different, because you also can hook up, and I've done this before, a USB keyboard to this.
Find last focus link URL. 6 download manager. 7 file. Alt plus F. 8 edit. Alt plus E. 9 navigation. Alt plus
so
F.
So it gives you a lot of different
8,
options.
7 file. Alt plus F.
So
1 go to URL. CTRL plus O.
If I want to go to a different
URL,
I can hit 7. And you notice everything has a menu, has a number. So I moved with the arrow keys, but I didn't have to. I could have hit the menu key and then typed 71 and gotten to the same place. I don't have Kyoko on. You can. I don't have it on.
Loading page. New page. Vivek. Visually impaired and blind user group. Welcome to Vivek.
Okay, and now I'm on the Vibug homepage. And you can tell...
Vivek is the visually impaired and blind user group serving blind and visually impaired computer users in Massachusetts. Membership costs $20 per year per person. Click here for...
Okay, now see, you heard that voice change. I usually turn those off, but for the purposes of this, I left it on. So when you hit a link, a new voice comes on. That's also true. They do it with email as well. I find it sort of annoying, if you want to know the truth. So I change it.
If you don't have that on, does it say anything, or is there a sound?
There is a sound still, just the voice doesn't change. Yeah, okay. That's all. Oh, yeah. So if I wanted to...
More info on joining
Vibug.
Benefits of Vivek membership.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and now then it loaded that page. So that's how the web browser works. I am able to go to my bank's website and conduct bank transactions using this. So it's pretty cool. You can't stream very well. Some sites allow you to stream pretty well from there, but others do not. It depends upon what the stream is in, what format it's in, and so forth. This does not play WMA files, for example.
Does it play M3Us, Amy?
Yes, it does play M3Us. It allows you to navigate from link to link on a page.
Available tapes of past Vivek presentations. Accessible computer.
Okay, I'm doing that right now just by pressing the 4 and 6.
Tapes of past Vivek.
It allows you to navigate. There's a lot of different navigation commands, and you can go into links only mode. You also can, if you find a link, you can now select the text in that link and then open it up by copying it into the browser.
You should play a little bit of a past meeting and see if it'll do that.
Let's try it.
I know it'll play ACB radio.
Yes, it will.
New page Vivek meeting tape list below is a list of the Vivek meetings that are available on cassette.
Actually, you want to get back to the
accessible computer tutorials from Vivek's
main page.
Return to Vivek homepage.
Yep, I am. Now, I was just moving links to length.
New page Vivek. Visually impaired and blind user group. More info on joining Vivek. Join the Vivek mailing list. PRESIDENT at Vivek bulletin board. Listen to past Vivek demonstrations. New page, listen to Vivek demonstrations, Vivek demonstrations.
That little sound meant... Sometimes it starts reading before the page is completely
loaded.
Select
the Vivek demonstration below. Players such as Winamp or the Real Audio Player. Visit.
Can that be... The downloads page of www.radio.org.
It
doesn't bother me, actually.
Go to the most recent demo.
For navigation, are all the keystrokes the same, like H for header and
no,
stuff like that?
No, it doesn't work like that.
It's a completely different system because it's based on the telephone keyboard.
November March 2008 Vivek meeting. Steve Presser. Demonstrate system access mobile to go. November 2000.
Make a big column. Just click on any of those.
You can click on any of those links, Amy.
Yeah, we're going to try it.
Download options, one open.
Okay, so you can open it.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Which is what we're going to do. And then the
download options, one open.
The music player should open, if it works correctly.
Music player.
There we go.
I'm now trying to know who is doing today's demo. Mika, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon.
Okay,
thanks
so here we
coming.
Are.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to come to Vibug and to present.
That's an M3 file.
Yeah.
Actually, on the Vibug site, it's an M3U.
It's an M3U file, right?
Yeah. But that points to
November.
It does, yeah.
Exit browser.
That is an M3U file. And you can also save. Now, I could have also, if I wanted to, I could have saved that stream. So, for example, I've saved in the File Explorer. Okay, I've gone to the ACB radio page. And I have saved the... Let's see if I still have it. I've got the I've got the cafe stream from ACB Radio, and I just clicked on it because I've saved it before. And there it is.
Amy, have you found, does it matter what, in terms of how well it plays it, what the stream actually is, if it's a 56K as opposed to, say, a faster stream?
I haven't noticed much of a difference, but I don't do that as much as I could.
I think the real issue with Braille Plus is it depends not only on what you're playing, but how much else is going
on. Yes, that's
what
I was just
going to
say. The performance, and this is particularly true with, you cannot do anything while you're listening to a digital talking book. You really can't. The voice stutters and stops and whatnot. So it depends on what you're doing.
I have a lot of experience using it with streaming.
Yep.
And I, as long as you look for MP3 and M3 and such, it's fine. You know, I listen to my German stations and a lot of...
And don't have any problem. Yeah. I haven't had any problem, but again, I don't do this a lot. So that's a very short version of the web browser.
One web browser.
I'm going to go back to the internet menu. I pressed 4 on the keypad. I could have also pressed 4 using the Braille Plus. And I'm going to go to email. Now, the email client is good and bad. I have good things to say about it. The thing that I love is that I can get my email anywhere. The thing I really like about you can set up multiple accounts, you can set up filters. The problem is that when it doesn't tell you, you don't have status messages, so it doesn't tell you whether you have an attachment, it doesn't tell you whether your message is read or unread, or replied to. It doesn't give you those status indicators. So I don't like that. And you have to send and receive at the same time. I also don't like that. Mm-hmm. Because there are times when I don't want to do that, when I just want to send or I just want to receive. But I'm going to download some mail. You can't use a standard Ethernet cable on this.
No.
Which is a real problem.
No, you will be able to if you get the docking station.
Elder Room connected.
500.
3 RSS news and 4 network.
Yeah.
Task manager. Running programs email. 102. 2 stop email. Email stopped. Application.
I'm going to restart the program because it appeared to have hung.
It does do that sometimes.
It does.
And we don't know why. And we don't know when it's going to do it or where.
Registration. Tony Prima F double.
Okay.
So Tony Prima F double. OS April 10th.
The
they just increased.
1 cent received.
Okay.
Sometimes I think that happens if you try to get your mail and you check the status a lot. And, you know, sometimes I'm impatient and I will hit that status thing, you know, a couple of times in rapid succession. Sometimes it just chokes. But I can't prove that because I don't really, I can't duplicate when it hangs like that.
Sending and receiving mail, inbox. Tony Prima FW, inbox. Sarah Sellers, here's your registration. Email receiving message 10 of 16.
Okay.
Oh, it lets you know that.
So, yes, I just hit the status. Now, it should be giving me little progress clicks.
Send and receive errors. JOHMIL at telebar.com. Okay. Relay access denied. Add new ad superscript.
So now it's downloaded new mail.
JR Westmoreland, PM Sinsing, and Vista April 12, 2008, 11:30 a.m. 188 of 200.
So it downloaded them.
Would you say, for example, it downloads at about the same speed, say, as the Braille note or the voice note, or is it?
I never did a lot of email on the Braille note or voice note because I didn't like the way they did email. I'd say it's probably about as fast as the PacMate.
Downloading podcast April 12, 2008.
So there's my email. So it gives you options for forwarding, forward reply, new message, etc., etc. And the standard stuff. You can create filters, and they work fairly well. One thing I don't like about this so far, and I've asked them to change it, I have 2 accounts on this machine. My home account, I download, and I take the messages off the server. My work account, however, I don't. My work account, I leave the messages on the server. So what happens is, if I put the messages into trash and then I empty the trash, it doesn't remember that I've actually used them and emptied them.
So it downloads them again.
Oh. And again and again.
And again and again. So you don't empty your trash until you get into the office, if you're me. The other thing is, like the Braille Note and the Braille Sense, you cannot sync your inbox. You can sync your address book and so forth with a utility, but you can't sync your inbox. If you've got a link in an email and it's an HTML email message, hard to know whether it is or not, but if it is one, you can press OK and hold it in and it will open that link in your browser and open the browser.
Well, one way you'll know that it's an HTML message is if the links change voice.
No, I've actually had that happen with
really?
A text
and it,
message,
and
too.
And it still won't?
Yep.
Does it only support POP3 in M4, or does it also support Exchange?
Does it support IMAP?
If I go to... That's exactly right.
Email menu. 1 new account. Account name. Blank. Account is default. Yes. Real name. Blank. Email address. Computer Braille required. Blank. Incoming mail server. Computer Braille. Incoming mail server type. POP3. 102. Secure POP3. 202.
Nope.
Wow, POP3. 102.
Nope. That is it.
No.
No. I'm out.
New account creation canceled. folder list inbox, applications menu.
So that's the email has its limitations. The thing is, you're going to hear me say a lot of frustrating things about this unit. And I think the reason I'm so frustrated is because I love it so much. Because having said everything I'm going to tell you, this is the unit I use for... I've never used a unit for email the way I use this thing. It's because it's really tiny. It's because you can do a lot of different things. And it's because of a couple things I'm going to show you now.
One address book. Three library menu.
I'm going to go to back into the internet menu and go to RSS News and Podcast. This has a podcast reader on it, and you're going to hear it saying loading feeds. And I have a bunch of feeds in here.
One thing, when you get your Braille Plus...
there are some preloaded feeds.
Yeah, they're preloaded feeds, which is really nice for people who don't understand what the concept is, because then you can actually check them out. And it'll give you ideas as of the kind of stuff that's available out there on the internet.
Podcast
I'm going to go into my podcast folder.
Find cool techno new article. NBC Nightly News.
And there's a bunch
articles.
Of, but I'm gonna go to NBC Nightly News, which is one that I use a lot.
RSS menu. One update all feeds.
Update all feeds. I never do that. I have too many feeds. It would take forever.
Free download podcast.
Download podcast. I haven't gotten anything marked for download, so I'm not gonna do that yet.
My feed menu.
That won't work unless you update a feed.
Right. You can't because you have nothing to download.
Right.
Nine settings.
You can update an individual feed if you want to. You don't have to update them.
No, you can, but you have to first.
But you have to update.
Well, that's what I'm about to do.
Right
now.
Five feed menu.
Five feed menu.
One update feed.
So update feed. So now I'm pointing to the NBC Nightly News. So that's the only feed it's going to update. So I'm going to do that.
NBC Nightly News, no new articles.
Now it says no new articles.
That should change.
It should change.
On the level, NBC Nightly News, one new article.
Oh, my little sound things appear to have gone away because I crashed the email thing earlier, and that's why.
Yeah, but I've noticed that mine doesn't do it anyway.
You just heard that. Now, what it does is, on the NBC Nightly News, it gives you the latest podcast. So I have mine set, and you can set this up so it marks them automatically for download. I don't do that because some things I don't want marked automatically for download. And right now, you can't set individual settings for individual feeds yet. They are working on it, but you can't yet. But I'm going to mark this for download.
Mark for download.
And I did that just by pressing select. I could have pressed OK. And then I'm going to go to the menu.
One update all feeds.
And
free download podcast.
Three. I'm going to go to three, which is download the podcast. And it's going to download the podcast that I marked.
0% downloaded. 1 of 26.
Now, 1 of 26 is because I have a lot of old podcasts in there that I haven't bothered to clean out. Because you can save. You can determine how many podcasts you want to save on your Braille Plus or your icon. And I'm going to hit the status menu.
RSS Saturday, April 12, 2008, 2:30, downloading, 71% downloaded.
Listen I just
to
hit
NBC
it twice.
With Brian Williams, providing reports and analysis of the day's most newsworthy national and international events. This audio podcast, updated each weekday evening by MSNBC.com, brings you the day's show in its entirety. For more from Nightly News, visit http://nightly.msnbc.com. NBC Nightly News, audio-04-11-2008-175009, podcast 1 of 26.
Okay, that says podcast. Now, here comes the fun. Most podcasts work right out of the box. Sometimes NBC Nightly News does, and sometimes it doesn't, because sometimes what it does is the file that it downloads doesn't have the .mp3 extension, and sometimes it does. If it does, then you can just do this. You can just start it, and it'll come on.
Music player, audio player.
But in this instance,
speed 120,
it doesn't appear to be working. So... And I'm glad it did that, actually. So here's what you have to do with NBC. And you don't have to do this with every podcast, just sometimes with the NBC podcast.
File Explorer. Available drives, hard drive.
You go to your hard drive.
HDD. .rss
folder. And I'm
going
to go to my podcast folder. Now, one thing I'll tell you that I don't like is you can use first letter navigation as long as there's only one thing that begins with the P. But if you try to hit P again, it doesn't work.
No, what you have to do in that case is you have to hit the A.
A or the O or whatever.
Podcast folder.
That took me a while to figure out.
Podcast. Blind Cool Tech folder.
Okay.
One of it. Promers.com. MSNBC. NBC Meet the Press NBC Nightly News folder.
Okay.
5 of 8.
So I'm opening the NBC
Nightly News
media
underscore
folder.
04-02-2008-170,922.mp3. 1 of 8. PD underscore Nightly 04-03-2.
See, these are PD
underscore Nightly
04-03-2.
PD underscore Nightly 04-11-2008-175,009.mp3. 8 of 8.
Oh, now that's interesting.
I think the thing just choked on you, Amy.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Well, no, but it's not consistent.
Really? Even
yep.
now?
Yep.
With the new version?
Yep. It has nothing to do with the version.
Oh, okay. Because I haven't yet found one that didn't, but I haven't downloaded them all. So.
PD underscore Mike Lee 04-11-2008-175.mp3 8 of 8.
Try
flying
that. Try to. It should play.
It should. That's the theory. Because it's played before. I may have to reset, is what I may have to do. That's frustrating. Which happens.
Yeah, but I
I have yet to see a note. Menu. I have yet to see one of these note taker type things that doesn't require
a reset resets. Once in a while.
They're all a little bit unstable.
How many different ways are there to reset?
Oh God!
50.
Well, no, you can reset by holding the reset button down, and that just restarts the unit. That's what I just did. That you can also do a reflash, which brings the unit back to its original state minus any updates that aren't burned into ROM.
The reset button is kind of hidden.
It's next to the battery. It's inside.
Welcome to the Trail Plus software version 1.1 build 1.
You have to hit it with a little. I use a headphone jack or something.
Yeah, and you have to take it out of the case. Library menu,
or internet menu.
Yeah, I don't use the case, but yes, you do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that would seem like a good thing. You wouldn't want to hit reset. Actually.
It is a good thing. I like that piece. I have to say, once you get used to it.
Well, I don't like it because I have another one that I have to reset about as often, but it's so much faster.
NPC Today Show Audio.
Okay.
NPC Nightly News Audio 04-11-2008- Music player.
Audio
player.
On the
broadcast tonight, troubled times, surprise bad news from a big American name and what it says about our economy.
Okay,
and
so there it
thousands
is.
More
and you can speed it up.
Another budget airline goes bankrupt. Also, new revelations about what authorities found inside a religious compound in Texas.
Speed
and then another young woman call for help. Speaking out, Ann Curry's exclusive one-on-one interview.
It goes all the way to 300. I usually listen to it like this.
And those protests over the Olympics. And making a difference. Changing the world just a little bit at a time.
It's pretty good.
Considering. I mean, it's not bad on this, but the podcast client, I mean, it's great in that you can keep your podcast forever. You can specify the numbers of podcasts that can be downloaded. There's all sorts of different ones you can do. To me, this is part of the charm of this unit. It's the only thing that's this small that you can load podcasts onto.
Yeah.
And it's addictive, I have to say. I don't watch the news at night usually. And a lot of times what I'll do, if I'm commuting in the morning, sometimes I'll read the paper, but sometimes I'll listen to the nightly news or to I have a Frommer's channel that I like. That's a Frommer's travel, and I've got podcasts for that. That's very cool.
How much of your hard drive you've used?
I've used 2.8 gigs on a 30 gig hard drive.
There is a way you can get it to tell you that.
Yes,
Amy, can I ask specifically about the NBC News?
Yeah.
How soon after the broadcast is
it? Does it like 10 o'clock at night Eastern, because it waits until the West Coast has heard
finished. And one nice thing about the nightly news, your commercial breaks are about 15 seconds long.
Yeah, and they're only commercial breaks. You only get the commercials if it's like advertising something that NBC is doing.
So the news program that normally takes an hour, each of those podcasts that you download is about 23 minutes long, which shows you how much time is taken up.
So you can listen. Yeah. Now I want to show you something else too. The other thing that you can do with this is you can also get articles for different things. It's not all audio.
News folder, no new. General folder, no new.
I'm going to go to news.
Technology folder, no new.
And there's like all sorts of different news. And these are all put in by presets.
Financial folder, no new articles.
So
sports folder, no new articles.
Sports. Let's go.
ESPN.com, no new articles.
ESPN.com.
RSS menu. One update all fees.
I'm going to go to the feed menu and update this
ESPN.
Feed.
ESPN.com, no new articles.
And it's
RSS, no new articles.
Oh, wait a minute.
Network manager, USB network. Elder room, not connected.
Ah, I forgot to turn on my
connected. Network
connection.
Manager, elder room, connected.
So it's going to give me a little error because it can't update a feed if I'm not connected.
Elder room, connected, 1 of 3. Elder room, starting network, 1 of 3.
Ah,
elder room, connected.
There we go. By the way, if you ever want to know what
manager,
things you have running,
RSS,
you can hit the
one.
Applications menu key, hold it in, and it'll tell you which applications you
RSS,
have open.
1 of 1.
And you
RSS,
can go to
ESPN.
That.
ESPN.com, no new articles, error, folder, open error, 7, no address associated with hosting.
See, that's what you'll get if you don't remember.
Yanks, rinse, smiles, emotional visit to
make.
Yanks, rinse, smiles, emotional visit to VA. Take article 1 of 25. RSS menu, 1 update all, empty.
So now
RSS
what I'm going to do is
Yanks,
go
rinse,
back.
Smiles, emotional visit to VA. Take article 1 of 25.
Okay, it did download some.
ESPN.com, no new article. RSS menu. One update feed.
Update feed. ESPN. I'm going to try to update the feed and see if it gives me any new articles.
RSS one feed updating.
Okay, now I got that information by hitting the status key twice quickly. Now, it's a good way of checking to see if things are working. That's how I knew it wasn't working before when I didn't have my internet connection on. It says one feed updating. And one thing else I learned about this, which is just because I'm impatient and nasty, is that you cannot download podcasts while you're updating feeds that easily. You know, if you try to do that, you try to do 17 casts at once, it's probably not going to work. You can multitask, but not within the same application.
Okay.
So I can run the word processor and the music player and all that while I'm doing this.
Tigers on the dump for back-to-back victory.
But it's still
run
a small processor, relatively speaking.
Pac-Man will file for an statement on Tuesday. Article cast 242.
But okay, I just downloaded a bunch of articles.
Loading article. Non-numeric port.
It loads the article, and it'll start...
Pac-Man will file for NFL reinstatement on Tuesday. Article cast 242.
Okay, so there are all different articles here, and you can load them and read them. I'm going to close that for now.
Task manager running programs empty list.
All right, I want to go now to the library menu. Library menu is number 3.
These articles that you that you load in, are they actually web pages with all the garbage in them, or they're just straight text?
They have garbage in them, too. They do have garbage in them, too.
It will vary depending on the content provider.
Yeah, it's not determined by the unit. By the provider.
When you're looking at the articles, when you're going through and you're seeing stuff is, you know, marked for download or not marked for download, if you press the status key twice, you can get to see a summary of the article.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed with those summaries is that they don't seem to deal very well with the HTML. So you get all of the coding, you know, the A, href equals, and the link names, and the less than and greater than signs. So they're treating it as if it were text, even though it's actually HTML.
I do not read as many articles as I do listen to audio podcasts. I'm going to go to the newsstand, and this is not anything new, but it's something I wanted to demonstrate because people haven't seen it. The newsstand, this connects up very nicely with Bookshare.org.
Newsstand. Periodicals, Boston Globe. Subscribe.
So the Boston Globe is a periodical that I've subscribed to, and I'm going to open
Boston Globe 4/8,
by writing, and 4/8 is the last one that I've downloaded. Now, what you can do, if you want to get your Boston Globe...
Options menu. One, get all new issues.
All new issues would get me new issues of every periodical to which I subscribe. I don't recommend that if you subscribe to a lot of them.
Login into Bookshare.org.
I've saved my username, my email address, and password in here, so I don't have to keep typing it in. If you're concerned about that, you wouldn't save that information, but I have.
Newsstand downloading issue 102.
Now, I just hit the status key twice, and you heard the progress clicks. It's downloading
error
the issues.
Error downloading issue for Boston Globe. Error downloading issue for Boston Globe.
Oh, that's not good. I wonder why.
Boston Globe 4/8/2008.
Oh, you know what? It may be Bookshare. Bookshare has been down the last couple of days, on and off.
Network manager, elder room, connected.
Yeah, because it's definitely not my connection. Had this worked correctly, and this is a Bookshare problem that occasionally occurs, it would have downloaded and unpacked the issue, and then you would have been able to...
Newsstand. Boston Globe 4/8/2008.
But I'm going to open the 4/8 version.
This issue seems to be missing. Removing it from the list.
Is this the same issue of the Globe that's on Newsline?
Yes.
So when all the Newsline was having all the problems, you had the same problems with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about it, and I wish I could demonstrate it, but I can't, is that it allows you to move section to section, article to article. You can move between sections. Now, it will throw you a bit of a curve until you learn, because what it does is it actually loads the whole issue. If you move by using the menu key and holding it in to get to your navigation, if you use your arrow keys and open section by section, down arrowing to go to a new section, using right and left arrows to open and close sections or articles, that works fine. But it also will do things if you open it up and you're reading along and maybe you're just not paying attention, it'll keep reading. Way past the article. It'll just continue reading. So you could be in a whole new section and you didn't necessarily know that.
Amy, I have some issues of the Globe here if you want to demonstrate that.
Okay.
Did you download the Globe from the Boston.com website?
From Bookshare.
You can download it from Boston.com.
You can.
According to
Dave Hunt,
said that's what he does.
The interface here is much more slick compared to those other
solutions. Oh, absolutely. It's so much faster. It's just so good. I literally,
Boston Globe 4/12/2008.
When I get up in the morning, I hit the Braille Plus, I start it. I mean, I literally hit it. I go into the bathroom. By the time I get out of the bathroom, my newspapers are all downloaded, and I download 6 different newspapers at once.
I've got an issue here. I've got today's issue, which I was actually able to download this morning before I left. So this morning, Bookshare was working. Now it isn't. Let me just show you
Boston Globe 4/11/2008. Boston Globe 4/10/2008.
I'm just using my down arrow to move. It arranges them with the most recent issue at the top of the menu.
Yep.
Boston Globe 4/12/2008.
So now I'll open this up.
Opening periodical.
You hit OK to do that.
Yeah, I hit the select button.
Navigation automotive 2 subsection.
But you could have used the right arrow. You could have used OK.
Yeah, I could have used OK. You could have used select.
Yeah.
So now we see the first section in here is automotive, and it says there are two subsections. And I don't think I care about automotive today, so I'm going to...
Nation 6 subsections.
Well, let's go to the front page just for fun.
Editorial and opinion 7 subsections. Business. Page 1, 8 subsections.
Page 1.
Okay, page 1. 8 subsections. I hit the right arrow.
Dead zones frustrate driver cell phone service lags and tunnels by Noah Bierman. Globe staff April 12, 2008.
That's true. Okay, that's the first article.
Yeah.
New voters flood upcoming primaries. Democrats battle lures many from GOP by Scott Hellman and Matt Negrin. Globe staff and Globe correspondent April 12, 2008.
That's the second article.
Clinton circumvents gun issue and plan to cut city homicide rates.
And are you doing down arrows?
I'm doing down arrows, yes.
Hiring 100,000 officers by Sasha Isenberg. Globe staff April 12, 2008.
I'm going to go to the first article just because it piqued my interest about the dead spots with the cell phone.
Dead zones frustrate driver cell phone service lags and tunnels by Noah Bierman. Globe staff April 12, 2008.
Okay, I did that by pressing up arrow twice. I want to read that one, so now I can either hit the right arrow or the select key. I'm just going to hit the select key because my finger's on it.
Page 1, dead zones frustrate driver cell phone service lags and tunnels by Noah Bierman. Globe staff April 12, 2008. Dead zones frustrate driver cell phone service lags and tunnels by Noah Bierman. Globe staff April 12, 2008.
Now, I don't know why it does that twice. I think it may have to do with the way they've put that on the page. I think they do it for bolding or something.
Yeah.
And it reads the thing twice. It reads it twice. And that's just a characteristic of the Globe for some reason. And I stopped it by pressing the select key again. Now I'll start it up again.
Service lags and tunnels by Noah Bierman. Globe staff April 12, 2008. 5 months after Massachusetts Turnpike officials announced that the Big Dick would finally join the digital agent provide cellular service to thousands of commuters this spring, there is no sign the $15 billion tunnels will be wired anytime soon and no timeline for completing the job. Since the last completion date was announced, even the century-old T has launched cellular service in downtown subway cars. But for drivers, the frustrating refrain continues.
Okay. I just can't. And the thing that's so cool, of course, is because we're so spoiled and we have access to all the papers, is I can be in another part of the country and I can still download the Globe or the New York Times or whatever. I'm going to end this part of Bookshare is working. I checked it out. You can, if you want to search the bookshelf, the bookshelf is the place where all your books are stored. But underneath it is the newsstand, which we've just done.
3, Internet Book Search.
And 3 is Internet Book Search. If you open that
Internet Book Search. 1, search for authors.
You can search for authors.
2, search for titles.
Titles.
3, browse categories.
Or browse categories.
3, browse category. 1, search for
I'm
authors.
I'm going to search for an author.
Enter author. Blank.
So I'm going to search for one of my recently discovered new favorite authors. Her name is Jodi Picoult. So I just put in Picoult and I entered it in Braille. You could have entered it by using the telephone keypad and done it with text entry. You could have put this into Thumb Braille and done it that way. I didn't. I used the Braille. That's why you have a Braille Plus, so you can enter in Braille.
Searching. Authors containing Picoult, Jodi Picoult.
Okay, so it found her.
Jodi Picoult.
Now, I'm going to...
Searching. Books by Jodi Picoult, Change of Heart. The novel, Harvesting the Heart. Keeping Faith. Mercy. My Sister's Keeper. 19 Minutes. The Pact. A Perfect Match. Picture Perfect. Plain Truth. Salem Falls.
So there are a lot.
Second Glance.
So
Songs of the Humpback Whale. A Novel in 5 Voices. The Tenth Circle. Vanishing Acts.
I have not read
Second Glance. Salem Falls.
Salem Falls. So I'm going to download this book.
Logging into bookshare.org.
And again, my password and stuff are all saved. It says downloading Salem Falls.
Done.
Done. So now if I want to find that book.
It's a text. It's not an audio.
No, it's not an audio book. No.
One bookshelf.
If I go into my bookshelf.
One of 3.
It gives me recent books. I'm gonna go authors. I could have gone to titles. I went to authors.
Picoult, Jodi, 5 of 7. Books by author Salem Falls, 1 of 2.
Okay, and here it is.
Opening Salem Falls.
Right. Now I'm going to open it up. Now when you open up a Bookshare book, you get the same notices required stuff that you always get.
Salem Falls notices required for copyright works distributed in the United States under...
But...
7 term auto catalog.
If you want to go to navigation, which is number 9.
Navigation. 2 go to page.
You can go to... Go to page.
Enter page number, numeric.
And you could go to page. You could try going to page 1, or
cancel.
If you didn't want to do that,
options menu.
You could
one document navigation.
You go to document navigation.
Navigation start.
And you could go
page 1
to page 1.
One. Also by Jody Pickles, Plain Truth.
Okay, and that skips a lot of the... Muzzy, and depending upon how the book is marked up, will determine which things are skipped. But a lot of times, you can skip the beginning. You can skip a lot of the beginning stuff, you know, the about the author, the book jacket, all that, by just going to page one.
In the new version of the Braille Plus, you also can navigate without going to that menu. You can also do the Daisy navigation with... 7 and 9, you have 3 keys of navigation when you're in a Daisy book. You have 8, which lets you move up and down the levels, and 7 and 9 move you back and forth between whatever levels. So if you choose level 1 and it happens to be the chapters, you can move by chapters.
Level 1.
In this case, you've got level 1 and
marks.
Level 1 and marks
are the only ones you have. And I think level 1 will probably move you by chapters.
Actually, it moves by pages.
It's moving by pages?
It's doing by pages. And it varies book to book.
Yeah, you
it depends
never,
upon how
you can
it's
never
done.
Tell what that's going to be until you try it. But so, that's kind of a nice thing about the new version. And that was also true in the newspaper as well. You can navigate by... If you just wanted to plow down through the paper without worrying about the subsections of the various things, you could have done it that way by using 7 and 9 to go between the headings. But you are taking your chances as to what you're going to get.
Exactly. I want to talk a little bit, and I'm not really going to demonstrate it, but I want to talk a little bit about the word processor. I do word processing on the road a lot. I do love the fact that I can do it on this and it'll save it in Word or RTM, and I like that. The only problem I'm having, and I'm getting better at it, when you input in Braille, sometimes you don't get what you think you put in, and that's because sometimes the keys, not all the keys, depress when you think they did.
That's right.
And so that's something I've been whining about, and any of you who have a Braille Plus and who also want the Braille to be better, please do me a favor and whine to them about the same thing. This is the one thing that really bothers me, in terms of using this, you know, to actually get some word processing done. The Braille input does not work as reliably as I wish it did. They're aware of the problem. It's not unit specific. It is a problem.
And Amy, do you turn the key echo off when you type in?
I do. You don't
have
to.
Because if you do that, you don't notice the mistakes.
Until you correct them.
Yeah. Right.
That's true. You're right. I could turn it on. That drives me crazy. This also has a voice recorder, a planner,
a calculator,
a stopwatch. Has a lot of other things, and I'm not going to show you. This now connects, if you get it to work, which I did at home. I don't think I could do it here, but I'm going to try it just for fun. You can now go on your network if you have a network that you're on.
Browse for network folder. 202. Browse for network folder.
But it's not going to do anything because they don't allow the networks here to be shared. But it does allow you. I have been able to take content from my Braille Plus and stick it on my computer at home. I've been able to do it the other way around as well. That, when it works, some people have had real problems with it. But I've not had a lot of problems with that. One thing when you do a reset.
Settings. One general settings.
There are different settings. There's speech settings, general settings, menus. You can have the menus work a different way.
Clock format, 12-hour, 1 of 2. Use left and right to select clock format.
I just went into date and time settings.
Time zone U.S., Eastern.
That's a good thing.
Enter time, 7:24 p.m. Enter 2 digits for the hour and 2 digits for the minute.
Please notice it is not 7:24
p.m.
Because when I reset the unit, it eliminated my time settings and date settings.
You lose the clock.
So I'm just gonna put in what I think.
Enter date December 31st, 1969.
Yeah.
Enter 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the day.
Just synchronize it with the time on the internet.
I could, but I don't know whether it'll synchronize the
date.
It
should.
Well, enter
time
and
it's fast.
Retrieve time.
Yeah, it is.
Synchronizing.
Let's see.
Okay, one general settings.
You're done.
Please set 4 data.
Yep.
Clock format. Enter time 1:58 p.m. Enter date April 12th, 2008.
New in this version.
No, it did it in the other one.
It didn't do the date reliably in the other one.
Well, it does now.
Oh, great. Okay, so all you have to do is go down the retrieve time from internet. I learned
something. Retrieve time from the internet.
Thank you. And you can just retrieve time from the internet, and it will reset your clock, which is really nice.
The one thing, though, I have found, if you're going to do that, make sure that your wireless connection is fairly strong.
Yes.
Because if it's weak, and you try to do that, you'll get in. It mostly just won't work.
It's a nice feature, but it does surprise you. I sent an email once that I didn't realize it said December 31st, 1970.
Because that's what it sets back to.
Amy, how strong, like when you're at home, how strong is your wireless connection?
I have a fairly large house, and my router is upstairs in a bedroom, and I can be all the way in my new room, which is at the opposite end of the house. on the bottom floor.
It's
and
gonna,
I connect fine.
It's going to somewhat vary from house to
yeah,
house because
yeah.
in our house, I have my router up in the office, but I can be in the living room with no problem. I can be in the kitchen with not too many problems. But if I go up into our bedroom, which is fairly close to the office, but through a couple of walls and stuff, it hardly works at all. So
the question is, can you sit outside?
Yes, I can.
But
sit.
Again, it's going to depend.
It depends.
On,
it depends upon
on
your configuration.
Your
right, right.
But it does. But I can sit outside. This has an address book.
One address book.
And you can add senders of email. You can add people to your address book, and it does support multiple address books. The only thing that they haven't done right now is the contacts automatically go into your main address book. So if you have a business one, you can move them, but you have to move them manually. It doesn't allow you to move them automatically and to select, say, if you have a business address book, you can't select that.
Can you sync your address book from the computer?
I have not done that, but yes, I'm told you can.
Okay.
There is a sync utility that comes on the CD that comes with this. I know people who've done it, but I have not. One final thing, I just
for, library
just
menu.
For fun.
Four, five tool menu. One settings. Two, five.
I'm going to go to File Explorer. Is kind of like your... That's your hard drive. It shows you your hard drive with all your folders. This supports a mini SD card, so you can use that. If that will show up, if it's there, there's flash disk. You can look at all your files here. And there, it's very. I've got a whole bunch of files in here. I've got. But I'm gonna put. I just put this into my RailPlus yesterday. Let's see what
music player.
Please stop in the vicinity of the Boston shipping lanes, 85 nautical miles. You stop.
This is weather
Boston,
radio.
Massachusetts, around 41.
So what I did was I saved this in weather.
West.
And now I have
detected between the BD
the
and
Boston,
the Boston shipping lanes
area.
Persistent
weather radio.
56 side at 36 nautical miles southeast of Boston, Massachusetts, around 42.03 north, 70.19 west, Boston, Massachusetts, around position.
If I were by myself, I'd be doing this.
69.13 west.
To get to the good stuff.
Except you know it's going to run out of gas pretty soon.
Be advised that whales may not remain at reported locations.
Yeah, I know.
If you keep it speeded up like that, it'll run out of buffer.
And proceed at safe speeds in areas used by whales.
So that's weather radio. It's just sort of
the
fun.
The only thing I should mention, that's not really a radio.
No.
If her wireless were disconnected,
oh,
at this
right,
point,
it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't
no, no,
work.
No. You have it's a live stream.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
have
she,
to.
She
you
just
have
saved
to.
A playlist, and that's that. In answer to your question,
yeah.
Tim, that was an M3U file that it played.
Yes.
And now, Amy, do they have plans to address any of the email complaints?
Yes. Yeah. The big push for this latest update were two things. One of which they couldn't do, not because they weren't ready, because they were, because I had Audible working beautifully on my unit, because I'm a beta tester. But we're digital talking books in Audible. Before you can release to the public, Audible.com requires that they test and validate their software, the Level Star software, and they haven't done that yet. So that's why that was not released. But we're going to talk, now we're going to go to digital talking books and the music player. The digital talking books, I won't do it because it does take time, but one of the things that distinguishes this unit from, say, the Victor Reader Stream, which plays talking books, I think, actually better. The sound, the compression is better. You can listen to it at faster speeds. However, this unit, unlike the stream, if I don't want to have my laptop with me and I want to go download books, I can download the books to this unit from the Digital Talking Book website. And it will put it into your, if you point, don't open the import folder, I made that error, but if you don't open the import folder, but you just point to the import folder, it will place the downloaded talking book into that folder. It's a zip file. And when you go to update the catalog, you may have heard it say that when I was in the bookshelf before. If you update the catalog, it will automatically unpack the new books and put it in the catalog. Mm. So that's, you know, as somebody who travels a lot and doesn't always want to bring my laptop with me and, you know, blah, 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 it's great that this does this because I read about a book a day, and I may not be able to bring everything I want, or something hot's come out that I want to get, and so I can now do that. It takes a long time. I've downloaded a batch of different books, and I'd say it takes a good 10-15 minutes to download a big book, like the one I'm reading now, which is 16 hours long. It takes about 15 minutes.
Can I just ask a question about batteries? I heard that this is you can buy
extra batteries. Yes, you can.
Can you buy them, you know, just anywhere?
No. I bought it from APH.
How much are they charging for a battery?
I don't remember because I bought more than one.
It
looks almost like a 9-volt.
It's not.
It is a proprietary battery. It has an indentation in the front on the left side as you put it in, which connects to the springs that are on the left side as you open the battery cover. It only goes in one way. That's the good thing. And when you're charging, it charges on this. It's an odd kind of cable. I think we've described it before. But it's an odd kind of cable. You actually plug the cable. There's a little slot in the bottom of this unit. And you plug the cable into that slot. And then you plug in the other end of the cable to a wall outlet. The other thing about the battery charging is the gauge is not accurate while it's charging. So if you're charging, it'll say 87%. And then if you up and down arrow fast, it'll say 92%. Now, when you take it off of the charger, it reports the battery level accurately.
Status menu. Battery status. 68%.
Okay, now I've been playing with this, and it's now down to 68%. It was at full charge at 1 o'clock when I started. So it's gone down 32% in an hour and 10 minutes.
Of course, you've also had your wireless on the whole time.
I've had my wireless.
2:08 p.m. Saturday, April 12th. No more appointments for the rest
this
of the
is,
day.
This is kind of like your today screen on a PacMate or your main menu. This does have Bluetooth
software
connectivity.
Version.
I've not used the Bluetooth, but it does have it. This is going to also connect to Braille displays. I have played a little bit with that. This help system, I don't think it's the greatest. I think sometimes it's a little mucky and unclear. But let me just demonstrate one thing that it does do. Okay, I'm going to put myself in the music player, and then I'm going to hit the help key.
Music player, one songs, opening help. Music player, your new mobile manager makes the best, most accessible, and capable audio player available today. And
okay, so it opens to the music player menu, and it starts to talk about the music player. So that's good. I mean, that works fairly reliably. It didn't always work as reliably in previous versions, but they've cleaned that up a bit. There is documentation, and always up-to-date documentation, on the website, the APH website, and I assume on Level Stars, too. I want to show you one other thing. You can also, if you're having a problem, and I do this, you report a problem. You can actually report a problem by sending a problem report through the
menu.
Menus.
One settings. Eight report.
You can report a problem. So this just opens up a form that I type
report
into.
Your name.
It puts your name in.
Description. Press select.
Description. And you press select. So you enter your description.
Serial number 1IBBA.
It tells your serial number, what version you're using, what date it is, and then once you're done.
The report has not been sent. Are you sure you wish to quit?
And I just quit because I didn't put anything in there. But you can send that report to APH or Level Star. The other thing is you can check for software updates. The way this unit updates is kind of neat. If there's an update available, you can usually read the description of what's new. And you can choose to download it or not. If you download it, it downloads the file, and then you choose to install it, and it just automatically installs and restarts your unit. There is a backup utility as well. I create frequent backups that saves your files and your podcast feeds and so forth. But I want to turn it over to Steve, who's going to do our work on digital talking books and the music player.
Is there any disadvantage, do you think, to the Braille Plus as opposed to the Icon?
For some people, the Braille Plus, the only disadvantage is the keys are a little, not the Braille keys, but the rest of the keys are a little smaller.
Oh, are they actually smaller than the Icon?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, they are. The Icon's keys are bigger, and I think it's got a little more solid feel, although I haven't had any problem with this.
I just wanted to mention, I had a student who had only the use of one hand, and this is the unit. Showed her
both.
All kinds of different units, but this is what she ended up liking. And she never went back. She uses thumb Braille rather than the
Braille keyboard. If you're not a Braille user, I don't see any reason to get this. If you're not a Braille user and you're going to input the other way,
but if you're
a Braille user, I think it makes it faster. Yeah,
because your alternative if you don't is any time you go to the web, you would have to sit there with the telephone keypad and press 9 however many times to get to W, and then you'd have to press it again, and you'd have to keep doing that. So even if you don't use it a lot, just the little bit that you might want to use it, I think it's still...
If you're a Braille user,
absolutely. It's worth it to get the Braille Plus.
If I didn't have that, I think I would use a USB keyboard, which you can do.
Yeah, which I've done. Yeah. But this is nice because you don't have to take anything extra.
Extra,
with it.
Yeah. We're going to play around a little bit with the music player. Now, we've already seen some of its uses anyway, because that is really the player that gets used whenever you download podcasts, whenever you listen to digital talking books, whenever you listen to anything, any kind of audio except for the speech synthesizer itself goes through the music player. But having said that, we haven't really looked at the good features of the music player yet. I'm going to turn my unit on. There we go. Let me get out of what I'm... Well, let me see where I am, actually.
You're probably in the globe.
Through a tunnel.
Oh, yeah, I am still in the globe.
Yeah, I told you you're in the
globe. Through a tunnel?
Well, oh, I just pushed the down arrow.
Article.
I'm still in that article. And that's a nice thing about this unit. When you turn it off, no matter where you were, it remembers where you were. That's and when you turn it back on, that's exactly where you are. Now, of course, the danger of that is if you got five or six things going, you're still in all of those five or six things, and you may have to cycle around. But I'm going to do one thing at a time here, so I'm going to get out of the globe.
Navigation dead zones, thrust rate, driver, cell phone service, lags, and Boston Globe 4/12/2008.
Okay, now I'm backing out of the newsstand slowly.
Applications menu, library menu to newsstand.
Since we're in the library menu, I think the first thing I'm going to talk about is the digital talking books. I have a few of them on my Braille Plus here, so I'm going to go
one
to
bookshelf.
The bookshelf. Open the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Recent books. 1 of 3.
In your bookshelf, you're presented with three options. You have recent books.
Authors.
Authors.
All books.
And all books. The thing I like about the recent books, and this is one little thing that I didn't realize, but if you open a book in anything other than your recent books, your place won't be maintained, because it assumes if you go to all books that you're actually looking to open a book in the beginning of the book. If you're in recent books, it shows you the most recent books that you've imported, but it also lets you open a book at whatever chapter you happen to be on. So I'm going to go right now to recent books.
Recent books, 1 of 3. Recent books, Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine, May 2008. I Am Gnome, 1 of 6.
That's the book that I happen to be reading right now. Let's see what else I got in here.
Smart Computing, March 2008. I Am Gnome, 2 of 6.
Yeah, well, let's go to Smart Computing since, you know, it's Vibug and all that. So,
opening Smart Computing, March 2008.
It's probably going to pick up right where I left off, but the...
In time, 5 minutes. Get rid of JPEG Jaggies. Problem. I'm trying to make a banner for my small business, but because our company logo is a JPEG, Drawing to Photographic Experts Group Graphic, it looks horribly jagged when I enlarge it. Solution.
Okay, so I don't care about this article about JPEGs. Now I'm going to check to see what levels are available to me. And when you're in the bookshelf, I stop the book by pressing the select button. And now I'm going to use the keypad to navigate through the daisy structure of this magazine. And the keys that are most important here are the 7, 8, and 9 key. The 8 key is what I'll use to see how many levels I have available.
Marks.
Okay, marks. We have no marks right now. I think I'm going to put a mark here because I want to be able to get back to this spot, because I'm going to be moving around in this book and I might forget where I am. So by pressing and holding the 8 key...
Mark set at 2 hours, 32 minutes, 23 seconds.
Okay, so it sets a mark, and I'll be able to return to that mark anytime I want to. Now I'm going to press the 8 again without holding it.
Level 1.
Okay, level 1.
Level 2.
Level 2.
Level 3. Marks. Level 1.
Okay, so level 1 is probably going to get me between articles here. So now I'll use 7 and 9 to move backward or forward. Press the 7, and I'll see where I am.
A slice of apple.
Okay, that's obviously about Macintoshes. I'm not sure I care. I'll press the 9 to see where I go.
Plugged in. Web tips. Enhance your time online.
Okay. And that's the next article. That's one of the real nice things about getting your magazines now in digitally recorded format. There's none of this, you know, fast forward and winding through things and all that stuff. It's not as impressive with a book because really, especially if it's a fiction book, you probably don't care about skipping back and forth chapters. Now, if I want to return to the mark that I was at...
Level 2, level 3, marks.
I go down to marks, and now when I use my 7 and 9 keys... There's only one mark in this book, and I'm right now before that mark. So when I pressed the 7 key, it just gave me a beep that told me I couldn't go anywhere else.
2 hours, 32 minutes, 23 seconds.
And now I'm back at the place where I was. And if I press the select button here...
JPEGs can produce good-looking prints if they were made at a high resolution. But one thing is for sure. You can't take a molehill-sized JPEG and make it look as good as a mountain.
Now, you notice that you're getting a little bit of graininess in his voice. I think I'm reading at 140%. Let me check it.
140%.
Yeah, okay, I was at 140. It doesn't give you a way to tell that, so you have to use the up and down arrows to find out. But I'll jack up the speed to...
200%.
This is where Amy would like to read.
To scale an image up, it's better to use a vector illustration, an illustration that uses lines rather than dots, resulting in a smoother image. If you don't have a vector version, then vectormagic.stanford.edu might be your best bet.
You can see that it's just getting grainier and grainier. Yeah. Now, you can go up to 300% if you want to.
But you wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't want to. And even 200%, I find it extremely fatiguing to listen to that kind of choppiness of the voice. And in general, I don't like to listen that fast. But even at 140, I find that there's some graininess. And I'll
so
prove...
Go back to 100?
Going to do
you
it right
go
now.
Go back to normal, yeah.
120%. 100%.
Sure, Adobe's Creative Software has an auto-trace feature for this conversion, but it's hardly intuitive. Vector Magic's online interface is smart, clean, and surprisingly effective. Even if you're an Adobe Creative Suite freak, it's worth giving this bit of web support a go. Mint makes money matters easy.
But you hear the gravel? Hear the choppiness starting to come in?
I'd like to get a better handle on my finances, but most of the accounting software, websites that I found require so much work, it's not worth it. Solution.
Okay, now I'm going to illustrate something that Amy talked about earlier. I'm going to turn something else on while we're reading. And what I'm going to turn on is Bluetooth. So we'll start reading.
Fresh new money management site, Mint.
Now I'm
going to
hit the program one, which will turn the Bluetooth manager on.
Enter your financial info, and Mint pulls all of your online transactions into its system.
And I'll go to...
It finds a doubly secure system because in addition
options menu,
to bank-level security,
devices,
you don't have
enabling
any
Bluetooth.
Personal identity info.
See what's happening?
The charts
and empty list.
Categories.
Finding Bluetooth devices.
Breaking up.
It cut
yeah.
Handy
see,
when
it
tax time
up.
Rolls around. But the real value add is the feature that serves up custom money-saving offers based on your spending.
You see how much choppier it is?
Simplify email conversations. Problem. When trying to plan a recent family
if devices
trend,
found
there were so many emails going back and forth that it became impossible to follow the conversation.
In fact, you don't want the choppiness.
No.
The
okay.
choppiness actually makes it harder to understand.
Okay.
Because now you're taking the human voice and fragmenting it.
Now, if you listen to music, you can do other things. This is specifically talking book related. Because I've listened to music and read a book at the same time, a Bookshare book. I've done all that, and I've not had this degradation and stuttering. But the digital talking book application really seems to suck the memory out of this and processors.
I think it grabs every resource this thing has got. And I have also noticed a little bit of glitchiness sometimes when it tries to find headings or when it tries to pick up. I'll sometimes start reading a book and it'll go up and then start reading, which the stream does not do. In terms of the quality of the reading you get, I think the stream is better for this application. That said, though, it's very nice to have the ability to listen to podcasts, to read the newspaper, to read Bookshare books, to read talking books, to do
use
your
a
email.
Calculator, yeah, I mean.
To do your web stuff, to have your planner, and, you know, all of that stuff in one device. So you kind of learn to live with the degraded speech. But if you're really looking for a device that's a reading machine and that only, I'd go with the stream. You get better battery life because this. Because this thing really, I can read for about a day, and then I got to recharge the battery. With the stream, I could go for 2 or 3 days,
right.
And do that.
Does the palm of your hand hit the numeric keys when you're using the Braille?
No, not at all.
The only thing I've found awkward with the Braille keys is trying to get at the control key if I'm using the Braille keys at the same time. Then I kind of am not sure I like that idea.
Yeah, I have not had problems with that, but I think I'm probably used to it.
Yeah, you get used to it, but it takes a little bit to get used to it, I think.
Do both of you pretty much, if you go to input, just automatically use the Braille keyboard?
No, I use everything. Like, for example, the at sign is a quick two-press of the one key on the telephone keypad. I never do an at sign in Braille.
No,
I just hit the at key that way.
I like that idea. I think I'm going to do that.
I do that. I mean, I use everything. It depends upon what I'm doing.
But
a lot. If I'm going to the menus, like if I'm using the menus, I don't usually turn it around and use the Braille to input to do the menus. I use the telephone keypad. It's much faster.
Yeah.
So it depends on what I'm doing.
So do you just turn it according to what you're going to use?
Yeah.
makes sense to me.
Yeah. In fact, sometimes when I'm reading in bed, I'll turn it sideways because one of the speakers is actually pointed toward me and I get a little better fidelity.
Yeah, exactly.
You could actually start typing letters in from the phone keyboard
yes,
if you were courageous enough to try it.
Yes, you can. I've done that too.
On to the music player.
Recent book smart computing March 2008 by Unknown 106.
Okay, let me get out of the bookshelf.
Applications menu library.
By the way, it said on you unknown because when it catalogs it, your magazines don't have authors associated with them, so that's why you'll hear unknown.
You could, if that was bugging you.
You could go in
and edit that information so that it said NLS was the author.
Right.
It would be inaccurate, but it would stop it from saying unknown.
to music player.
Okay. The music player. We open the music player and wait for the rest of our natural lives while it rebuilds the catalog.
Music player. One song.
Oh, you keep your catalog rebuilding on?
Well,
music catalog updated.
Okay.
I have been, because my music player is kind of a work in progress.
Okay.
And I don't want to have to remember to do that, but I'm thinking that I may turn it off.
I shut mine off, and it's much faster.
It will come up faster, sure.
Yeah, if you don't update your catalog every time you...
Right.
But if you add music, you got to make sure you update the catalog after you've added it, or you won't see it.
Right. Now, the cool thing about this music player is, by convention, the Braille Plus stores all of your music files in the music folder. I don't know if the player has to look there... Or will look anywhere else. I don't know if it'll scan your whole hard drive. I'm not sure about that. But once you get the stuff into the music folder, you don't have to worry about the names of the files, because it gets the information about your music from the ID3 tags that are in the file rather than the actual file name. That can be good and it can be bad. If people have been careful when they've ripped stuff or given you stuff, and they've taken time to make sure that the ID3 tags do what they're supposed to do, then it's a good thing. If they haven't, you can get some really weird results. An example, for instance, is that on the NBC Nightly News podcast, the genre is blues. I suppose that some people might argue that...
The news is the blues.
Yeah, when you've read the news, that's what you feel is bad, so you may as well call it blues. But on the other hand, they could have called it pop rock or alternative or... I don't know.
Comedy.
Yeah, right. Comedy, too. They could have done that.
Satire.
They don't really seem to care too much about, you know, what they did. But I've tried to be fairly scrupulous about the way I've tagged my files so I can use the features in the news player. In the music player. So now we're in the music player, and we're presented with a menu, and the first thing it said is one songs. Well, let's just look at the rest of the menus, at the rest of the menu first. I'm going to down arrow.
Two artists.
I can do it by artists.
Three albums.
We can do albums.
Four genres.
We can do genres. And there's where the tagging can get tricky, because, you know, I might call something rock and you might call it folk rock, and the person who ripped the CD might call it popular folk rock. You know, so you can end up with a few different genres. Now, one of the things that they seem to have fixed in the new version of this is that the genres now are coming out correctly. I know, because I tagged them, that I had only two genres on my machine. I had jazz and I had rock. But when I selected genres, I had 25 different genres. And it turned out that, and I started looking through them, and it was saying things like Art Garfunkel and Maya Sharp, Dan Fogelberg, and I'm going, wait a minute, what the heck is this all about? So I started looking at the ID3 tags, and what was happening was that if somebody put an author into the ID3 tag, the Braille Plus was reading it as genre. So they fixed that. Oh, let's look at the rest of the menu here.
Five playlists.
Okay, playlists is something that you create yourself. If you wanted to, say, set up a bunch of songs in your music collection, say you wanted to have a playlist that you called Mellow Music, or, you know, Bedtime Serenade or something like that, you could pick the slower, more peaceful type songs. Or say you wanted to have one called Aerobic Workout. You know, you could get all of the lively stuff and the disco stuff that you... and add these things to your playlist as you go along.
Six files.
Files is kind of interesting, because in this mode, you're not looking at albums, you're not looking at anything but the actual file. And what it does is it lets you go into a kind of like a file explorer mode and browse through your entire collection by file. And that also means that you can start looking, if you have file sharing set up, you can also start looking on the network, if you have a network. I don't really care to do that at this point, because I've been hearing from some of the lists that things are a little bit iffy about that business of doing network stuff. So let's go back to...
Two artists. Artists Anita Paper, 1 of 35.
Now I've got a menu. I got to artists and I hit the select button. And now that gives me a list of all of the artists that I have. So let's see who I got here.
Art Lady and the Jazz Messengers. Art Garfunkel with Maya Sharp. Art Garfunkel with Maya Sharp and Buddy Montlock. Bill Evans. Bill Evans and Jim Hall. Bill Evans Trio, 7 of 35. Randa Russell, 8 of 35. Dave Brubeck Quartet, 9 of 35. Diamond Rio, 10 of 35. Five for Fighting, 11 of 35.
When you do it by artists like this, you know, we don't worry about the albums. It's just telling me who I've got. I could have the same artist with five or six different albums. For instance, if I go back to Anita Baker, if I were to look in albums, that I actually have three different albums by her. But if I'm doing it by artist, I'm going to get everything on the player that she does.
Gene Harris Quartet, 12 of 35.
So, for instance, Gene Harris Quartet, which is a kind of a mellow kind of jazz thing, so I'll push selection on here.
Songs by Gene Harris Quartet, play all, 1 of 11.
Okay, so the first choice you get when you select an artist is to play all the songs by that artist. But now I can go down the menu.
Blues for Jezebel, 2 of 11. Don't be that way, 3 of 11. I've got a feeling I'm falling, 4 of 11.
And now it's listing all the songs. So if I'm on this particular one, this I've got a feeling I'm falling, I hit the select button, maybe.
Audio player.
See, this might go on my bedtime playlist if I were gonna put one. Now that I'm in the song and actually playing it, I can use the 2 and the 8 keys to find out information about the song I'm playing. So I'll press the 2.
Title, I've got a feeling I'm falling.
Okay, we get the title. Now I'll press the 8 because I know I'm at the top.
Artist Gene Harris Quartet. Album, listen here. Genre, jazz. Year 1989. /media/hdd/music/listen here/03. Gene Harris Quartet, I've got a feeling I'm falling. .mp3.
Now that's the file information, so I know exactly where this file is in my set of stuff.
Length 6 minutes 44 seconds. Sampler rate 44,100. Channels 2. Track number 3. Playlist pose 1.
Okay, now playlist is kind of irrelevant at the moment, but it's telling me that if I were to add this song to a playlist, it would be the first one on the playlist. And I haven't got anything in my playlists right now.
Playlist size 1. Transport playing.
Tells me the transport's playing.
Time 1 minute 13 seconds.
And that tells me the elapsed time, which I can also get by pressing the 5 key.
1 minute 20 seconds. 1 minute 22 seconds. 1 minute 24 seconds.
So I'm just going through this and seeing the time that I've got. Let's see if there's anything else I can get here.
That's time it. 1 minute 31 seconds.
That's it.
Time 1 minute okay. 32 seconds.
All right, so...
Songs by Gene Harris Quartet, I've got a feeling I'm falling, 4 of 11.
So, you know, now I'm back in the songs that are kind of a submenu of that artist. But let's go back another level here.
Songs play all, 1 of 334.
There are 334 different songs on this machine right now. And if I go down through the menu...
29 Ways by Mark Cohn, 2 of 334. 34 Skidoo by Bill Evans, 3 of 334. A Crazy World Like This by Pat Benatar, 4 of 334. A Night in Tunisia by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, 5 of 334.
So, see, you can go through this for a long time. Now, if I wanted to skip to a letter, I could go, let's say, to the letter I.
I apologize by Anita Baker, 125 of 334.
So now I'm a little bit further down in my list.
I Can't Hold On by Carla Bamoff, 126 of 334. I Can't Get Started by Tommy Flanagan and Kenny Barron, 127 of 334. I Hear a Rhapsody by Bill Evans, 128 of 334.
So see, it's just going through in alphabetical order and listening to all of my songs. If I'm playing a bunch of stuff, and obviously right now, if I were to hit the select button, I would just play this one song because that just happens to be the one that I'm on. But I can go back up to the top and do the play all, and then I can turn shuffle on once I get started, and it'll sit there and shuffle through all of my stuff in a random order. The beauty of this player is that you can do songs, you can do genres, you can do albums, you can do artists. So you've really got tremendous amount of flexibility, which you really don't have in any other music player that I know of that's been made for us. And you certainly don't have it in something like, say, a Zen Stone or a Moovo. In the Zen Stones, you can turn shuffle on, you can turn it off, but that's about all you can do. The nice thing about this player is that you know exactly what you're listening to, you've got a lot of flexibility in moving around with it, and you can create playlists of the stuff that you like so that you can even further refine what you want. For instance, Marsha's going to, at some point, she's got a bunch of Christmas stuff on her Braille Plus. So we're probably going to create a playlist called Christmas, and we'll just put all of that stuff in there, so between Thanksgiving and Christmas, she'll just shuffle through her Christmas stuff and not listen to anything else. For the rest of the year, we may create a different playlist where we can shuffle through all the rest of the stuff we want. There are a couple of templates, one of which is you can actually have this thing announce the stuff that you're going to play. Let's go all the way to the top.
Play all, 1 of 334.
Okay, so now I'm going to go to the new music player menu.
Music player menu, 3-turn shuffle on.
I can do that.
4-turn repeat on.
I can turn repeat on if I get hung up on a particular song.
5 resume.
I can resume, which I haven't tried doing, but I guess if you're in the middle of listening to something and you want to get back and you have got interrupted for some reason,
it'll resume where you were.
6, rebuild catalog.
Rebuilding the catalog we don't need to do right now, but if I add some more stuff here, I'll have to do that. Except that I have it turned on automatically anyway.
7, turn auto catalog update off.
I can turn auto catalog update off if I want to.
8, turn song announce template on.
Okay, I'm going to turn the song announce template on.
Songs play all, 1 of 334.
Now when I go into my songs, which I did by pressing the select.
Audio player, 29 ways Mark Cohn.
Wait, it is playing.
Oh, yeah, it is playing. It was just...
So then you can...
Now let's see if it happens if I go to the next song.
A crazy world with this adventure.
Uh-oh. Oh. Now, I'm not sure why it did that. I have no idea why it did that.
A Night of the Tanita Art Lady and the Messenger.
Another good song.
Okay, we'll go to another one.
A Time for Love, Bill Jackson.
Okay.
Ain't but a few of us left, Bill Jackson. Help me, Bill Evans. All across the city, Bill Evans and Jim Ball. All blues, Miles Davis.
Okay, so it does announce it.
Yeah, it does announce it. Now, you can edit what gets announced in that template. You could have it say just the song title. You could have it say the song and the artist. You could have it say the album. When you go into that, there are keywords that you put in to this template so that you can say album, space, artist, space, title, and it would announce it in that order. You can also have it say words by putting them in, I believe, uppercase. If you put them in capitals, it assumes that that's no longer a keyword and it'll actually speak the word that you have it say. If you put uppercase title, a space, and then the lowercase word title, it would say title, kind of blue, if you wanted to do it that way. So you have some flexibility there as to what you can actually make it say in this mode. Unfortunately, if your stuff is not tagged correctly, the only way you can fix that is to go to your big computer and edit the properties of the file, because that's the only way you're going to fix that. You can't do that on the Braille Plus.
This sounds pretty good, even if you don't have big speakers on.
It sounds better than the stream does on its speaker. Well, plus it's in stereo.
Yeah.
You actually have two speakers here, and that's part of the reason I think that it sounds better anyway is because you've got two actual speakers that are actually producing twice as much sound and throwing it out into the room. The stream has a very, very small speaker, so you don't have much surface area.
I just turned this on.
Oh, you got some Josh Groban.
Yeah. Now this is, you probably can't hear this too well, but it is pretty good.
It is.
If you're sitting really close to it, you can actually get the stereo
effect.
Oh,
you can. I can just, I've got it about 6 inches in front of me.
But you can always plug it into a bigger speaker, right?
That's right.
Like
that's right.
Said.
And I'm adjusting the volume, like I just adjusted the audio volume separately from the speech volume.
I think that pretty much covers most of what we can do with the music player.
I've heard about the possibility of like a docking station and
yes.
Braille display and also like a cellular phone card. Is any of that coming?
Okay, let me give you the status update on that. The docking station for the Icon, which is slightly more squarish than this, that is going to be released May 15th. The docking stations for the Braille Plus, and these are wordy dark docking stations, that's going to be released, they're saying this summer, I'll say this fall maybe. I know that they're working on, I know that they've been talking about and they've approached a couple of providers about a cell phone, but I think right now that's kind of in the future and on the back burner. I wouldn't expect to see that for a while.
Does the docking station have a Braille display?
No, the docking station does not have a Braille display. I think in terms of connectivity to, I know that they're working on it and I've actually seen it in beta testing with some existing Braille displays. There was some talk at APH at one point about creating their own Braille display, but I don't know where that is at this point. But I know Braille display access is coming up soon.
Another question about the docking station.
Sure.
Is it just for the keyboard or is it other ports?
No, it has ports. It also will recharge the battery. It has speakers. I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things. There's been talk about it, but I think, you know, right now they're trying to get these things, you know, up and running and working. I think the next thing is going to be docking station and Braille displays, and then they'll move to GPS and cell phones in what order, I'm not sure. My suspicion is cell phone first, but I don't know about that. One of the things that we as beta testers have to do is indicate what things we think are of the highest priority, and several of us put printers on there, but it does not currently connect to a printer. It's $1,500.
$1,400.
Isn't it $1,499?
That's pretty impressive.
No.
$1,399. Sorry, $1,400.
$4 for shipping. If you do want to order one from APH, do not use their online ordering form. It looks very nice, and it seems like it should work great, but it doesn't, or at least it didn't in my case. And if I hadn't called them to ask them if I was going to get a tracking number, I would have never known that, because what it looks like what happens is it actually gets sent for manual processing to somebody. It didn't happen. I think it was just sitting in someone's inbox.
If you need to send in your unit for repair, what they do, and it's because it's a weird kind of confluence between two companies. You send your unit, because if you own an Icon, it's pretty easy. It goes right to Level Star, and then they send it back. Fine. If you own a Brails Plus, you have to send it to APH, then they send it to Level Star. Then Level Star sends it back to APH, and then they send it to you. So I was without this, and as I say, despite the fact that I will critique certain things, like I think the help could be better, and I don't like the input in terms of reliability sometimes in the word processor in particular, I love this thing. I was in withdrawal. You know, I was in withdrawal. It was horrible not to have it for a couple of weeks. And they weren't always as, I think they're getting more careful now. But I will tell you this, if you have to send your unit in for repair, demand that they send you tracking numbers, updates, make sure they do that so you know where your unit is.
APH, I think, it's kind of sad, but I think that they are really operating in a business model that's back in the 1970s. They're not used to this whole business of online and instantaneous stuff that happens. It took, even for Ted, who called and made a lot of noise, it took them a week before they actually, I think, shipped it out. And the same thing is, I mean, I know of places where you can order online and it goes out as you're finishing your order. The APH doesn't work that way. I ordered online and it worked okay for me and I didn't call, but I kind of expected that it was going to be delayed, and so I just waited.
The other thing to tell you, this has a 30 gig hard drive in it. The new Icons that are coming out, for those of you who are not big Braille users who might consider the Icon, that now comes with a 40 gig hard drive. So they've upped the hard drive on the Icon. Don't know whether they'll do that with the Braille Plus.
And if you have an Icon now, you can get it upgraded to a 40 gig hard drive. Good. And what they will do when they do that is they'll take your 30 gig drive, put it into an external case, and send it back to you after they've installed the 40 gig drive, so you now actually will have two drives that belong to you.
How much does it cost to do that?
$250.
Yeah.
$250. What is the price of the Icon?
$1,400.
Same thing as the Braille Plus.
Amy, have you tested this with USB drives?
Yes, and it has worked.
When Marcia got hers, I decided to see if I could get two Icons to talk to each other.
Two Braille Pluses.
Two Braille Pluses, I mean. Yeah, see, I'm not doing what Amy said. And we hooked them up with one of them in disk drive mode, and I was actually able to move files from whichever one, you know, to the other. If I want to get something from Amy, I can just hook my Braille Plus up to hers, leaving mine in disk drive mode or leaving hers in disk drive mode, and we can copy stuff back and forth.
Have you tried any Bluetooth file transfers?
I have not.
It's tough to find Bluetooth devices if you don't have a keyboard or two lying around.
You were saying that with your email, you leave your stuff on the server for work, but you take it off the server at home, right?
Right.
I've been considering what to do about that, because I hate to have to check my email on the Braille Plus and then go delete it all over again on the computer. So I was thinking about having it delete on the Braille Plus. But if you want to save something that comes into your email,
if you want to save something so it's available on your computer, leave it on the server.
So I shouldn't just save that message in the Braille Plus and then transfer it over?
Well, you could try sending it back to yourself, but it's a problem because it will send itself back to you on the Braille Plus. You see, because it sends and receives at the same time. If you could send and receive separately, that would be okay, but it will just send it back to you. I've tried it on the Braille Plus. What I have done to partially solve that problem, though, is create filters. So, for example, one way I do this is, like, for my work, I'm on 14 email lists, and I have a separate filter for each email list. So the good thing about that is I don't have to look at all those messages again, even if I download them again, and then I just select them all and trash them.
I got myself zapped in another way, because I get Top Tech tidbits in the email, and I have a filter that forwards them to Marcia so she gets them. Well, one morning I decided to check my messages on the Braille Plus. Well, and I chose to delete them from the server. Well, of course, Now I got my top tech tidbits on the Braille Plus, and the only way I had to manually forward it to Marcia because I couldn't, you know, I lost my automatic.
Guess what your solution to that is? Do the top tech tidbits podcast. And
yeah,
got it.
It's actually an RSS.
Yeah, it's an RSS.
Yeah.
Can you set up two home accounts? One that will leave the stuff on the server, and then one that will not.
With the exact same settings and the exact same username and password? No, because if they both try to log in at the same time, they're going to crash.
It checks all the accounts at once. You can't tell it just check this account
and not that account,
because that would have been a way around.
Yeah, but it doesn't really work.
Unfortunately, this is still a PDA, and you got to. The thing that we often forget, because we like to have one size fits all because of the costs. PDAs in general just don't have the horsepower that regular computers do.
That's right.
And sighted people can live with this because their PDAs are cheap. Blind people have a problem dealing with it because in many cases our PDAs are more expensive than the computer.
Although I have to say, compared to a Braille Note, a Braille Sense, a PacMate, this is cheap. Cheaper, not cheap.
But part of the reason it's cheaper is because it doesn't have Braille.
But it's the same.
But it's $1,000 cheaper than even a voice sense.
Yeah.
And it's the same price as an icon, even with the Braille, with the speech in it. It's phenomenal. So could you take something you wanted to save from your email and put it on a flash drive and put it on your computer that way?
You mean like an email message?
I don't think there's any way to get the message out of email into something useful.
Unless you save it, or attachments?
Attachments you could.
Attachments you could do, yes.
Okay. So you talk about getting stuff out of email. Does it support copy-paste?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Best case scenario, if it's just copy.
Yeah,
you can copy the whole message to a file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one quick question, Amy.
Yeah.
What do you do, since you said it doesn't recognize attachments, when you go in, do you look at every message to see if it has an attachment?
It depends. Like usually people will refer to an attachment, or I will look if I'm expecting one. But I know that's on the table for that. They got to do something about
it. Does it open them and can you open them and read them?
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's a supported, like a Word attachment, you can open and read it.
Right.
Excel, you can't.
It's not a supported, yeah.
Well, just say I don't know how to open this file.
And interesting enough, one of the files it doesn't know how to open are log files. .log extension.
Yeah.
Even though that's usually a text file and it probably could, it can't. And there is no open with command like there is on a regular PC.
Right.
So the best you could do is if you had a log file that you really wanted to rename it to .txt and then open it. Or you could download something like Emacs and put it on the system and then open anything you want, I guess.
This does play, by the way, this is unlike the stream, this does play BRF files.